In Brazil, voters are giving serious consideration to electing a woman president. The candidate, Rosiana Sarney, has been running a strong second in this year's presidential race, but in the past couple of weeks she's been hurt by corruption charges. As NPR's Martin Coste reports from Rio de Janeiro, Sarney claims her campaign is being sabotaged.
Rosiana Sarney is a governor and the daughter of a former president, but she portrays herself as a political outsider and as a victim. I believe this is a process of prejudice and discrimination against a woman, Sarney told a local radio station a few days ago. She was referring to a federal police raid on a consulting company that she and her husband own. The company is suspected of being involved in an economic development scam that swindled Brazilian taxpayers out of at least $20 million. The investigation has been underway for a year, but the raid happened on March 1st, just as Sarney was poised to take first place in the polls. She says the federal police are picking on her at the behest of President Fernando Henrique Cardoso. This is a farce designed to push me out of the election, Sarney said. This kind of ploy demoralizes our democracy. President Cardoso denies the charges, but he certainly would have the motive to sabotage her campaign for the October election. His own hand-picked candidate, José Serra, has been lagging far behind Sarney, and his lackluster ads seem almost defensive.
Se fosse fácil, alguém já tinha feito. Se fosse fácil, alguém já tinha feito.
This up-tempo jingle says, if things were so easy to accomplish, they'd already be accomplished. Hardly an inspiring message from the government's candidate. In comparison to stylish, energetic Rosiana Sarney, Serra looks like just another gray bureaucrat. But in the aftermath of the police raid, Rosiana Sarney's glamour has been wearing off. Some polls have her slipping back into a weak third place. While she insists that the police investigation was a setup, most Brazilians seem inclined to believe that she's guilty of something. Most damning in the public's eyes is the huge pile of cash that the police found in her company's offices. Nearly $600,000 worth of Brazilian currency, all in neat bundles. Sarney and her allies have offered at least five different explanations for the money. The latest is that the cash was nothing more than undeclared campaign contributions. David Fleischer, a political science professor at the University of Brasilia, says all that really matters politically is the fact that the police took a photo of that money and that the photo was somehow leaked to the Brazilian media.
Had it been restricted to newspaper articles or magazine articles, which only a very small percent of the population have access to and read, it wouldn't have been as devastating. But this image of all the money on was very stark for the common Brazilian.
Fleischer and other political analysts are already predicting that Rosiana Sarney may soon drop out of the race. But even if she does, Fleischer says, she has proved that a woman can win.
When the survey research asks Brazilians generally, there's a very high majority that says women are less corrupt and better administrators. That chord was deep in the Brazilian psyche, and Brazil is ready for a woman president. There's no doubt about that.
Whether or not Sarney stays in the race, the row over the police raid won't fade quickly. The criminal investigation of her company is on hold while a higher court looks into the case. And Sarney's political party has threatened congressional hearings into whether the president was responsible, hearings which promise to drag out through October, when Brazilians finally go to the polls. Martin Coste, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.